Relieved am I this training to complete, if only for this day, which hath been years. But is this not a strange and troubling thing? Where only moments past I felt at ease, now there's some sprite within that troubles me. A chill, a solemn aura in my bones. I would not much ado or nothing make, but still shall I ask Yoda what it is. I feel a cold, a presage here of death. What is it that I sense within this place?
Yoda points to the opening of a cave.
With the Force's dark side, is that place yonder quite strong? A place of evil. Discover thou shalt, that wherever good is found, evil is nearby. Here, on Dagobah, 'tis also so, for e'en here that evil place is. Bound thou art now, Luke, to enter it and face its deepest darknesses.
But, sir, I prithee tell me, what's within?
Only that which thou shalt take away with thee, Luke.
Luke begins to enter the cave, carrying his weapons.
Take not thy weapons.
Beep, meep, meep, squeak, beep, whistle, meep, beep, nee.
Luke enters, bringing his weapons, as Yoda and R2-D2 remain outside.
What twists of knotted vines and tangled fates await me in this hole? I shall go in and prove that I am not afraid of it, nor any task or misadventure here. What evil can await I have not seen? For I have faced evil enemies who killed my mentor and my family. What evil in this place can greater be? Now doth time seem to slowly beat its pace, and all is like a thick and restless dream. But wait, who comes unto this deep, dark place? It moves with grace. Is it my father good?
Enter Shadow of Darth Vader.
Nay, nay, how I have been deceived, abused! For it is Vader here, my greatest foe, the cruel defiler of my father's youth. I stand prepared to do battle as a Jedi, full of rage and righteous hate. Now up, lightsaber, light my keen revenge. Lay on, Darth Vader, damned henchman vile, and now we fight! Yet seems it that my limbs are made of stone, but he is slower still. I see my chance to strike, and let it fall. The blow that shall release my father's soul. Now, Vader's head doth fall unto the ground, and I feel no relief, but only pain. The mask doth split, his visage to reveal. Oh, I shall see the face that killed a man, that killed a thousand fathers like my own. But wait, what is this here? And can it be? This is no face of Vader. 'Tis my face. The horror. Oh, the horror. Darker yet than e'er I had imagined possible. The greatest evil I may face? Myself!
Exit Luke in fear.
Now hath he seen it, and he shall ever see it till he sees it through.
Exit Yoda.
Oh, strange and somber night that falleth here. My master Luke all out of sorts from what he spies inside this hole. What lesson is it Yoda hath revealed to him inside? I would that I, my master, could protect, but such is not the role I have to play. And thus, since I may not protector be, my path shall be to play the fool and watch. I shall maintain my droid-like silence and bear witness as the boy becomes the man. The learner doth become the Jedi true. Content yourself with this, R2, and rest. For other times than these require your best.
Exit. Scene 6. Space. aboard the Empire's Superstar Destroyer and the Millennium Falcon. Enter Admiral Piet and Imperial Controller, with Darth Vader and Bounty Hunters, including Boba Fett, aside, aboard the Superstar Destroyer.
These Bounty Hunters, oh, they reek! We have no need for their most wretched scum.
Aye, sir.
The Rebels surely shall not escape us now.
We have been hailed by the Avenger ship.
Now let us hear it.
There shall be rewards aplenty for the one who finds the swift Millennium Falcon. Ye may use whate'er approaches, weapons, means, or what ye will. But mark ye well, I want them all alive.
To Boba Fett.
There shall be no disintegrations. Clear?
As you wish.
Aside.
The darkest Sith that e'er did live, and I am his choice to find those he cannot. Yet who am I? A mere bounty hunter like the others here? Nay, far more. I am Boba Fett, the vilest, fiercest, most deadly hunter in the galaxy. More than that, Darth Vader knows that I shall serve him well and faithfully in the pursuit of Solo. He knoweth well that Boba Fett doth worship at Sweet Compensation's throne, and would happily betray my own kin to earn the great reward that hath been promised. I would kill Solo without a thought, for what is he to me? Disintegrations indeed. I would disintegrate, disembowel, dismember, destroy utterly Han Solo. For I know him not, nor care what he hath done to earn Darth Vader's ire, earn the scorn of Jabba of the Hutt. I shall play my bounty hunter's part, obey the Dark Lord, take my prize from the Empire, and receive a second prize on the dunes of Tatooine. A double prize. 'Tis wonderful a bounty hunter to be.
My lord, the ship hath been discovered.
Exeunt Darth Vader, Boba Fett, other bounty hunters, Admiral Piet, and Imperial Controller. Enter Han Solo, Chewbacca, Princess Leia, and C-3PO aboard the Millennium Falcon.
Boo! Praise the Maker! We are venturing out of the asteroid field and are alive! Miraculous! I almost am convinced that Captain Solo bears a hero's air.
Now let us hence. Chewbacca, art prepared for light speed? Now one, two, three, and go!
The Millennium Falcon makes a sound and fails.
It's not fair! I say it is not just!
A hero, did I say? Oh, man of folly!
The transfer circuits do not work. 'Tis not my fault!
No light speed once again?
'Tis not my fault! In troth, 'tis not my fault!
The rear deflector shield is compromised. And if we do sustain another hit upon the ship's back quarter, 'tis our end!
'Tis madness, this maneuver I'll attempt. But desperate times for desperate measures call. Turn thou this ship around! Turn it round! I shall put all our power to shields in front.
Thou wilt attack a Star Destroyer?
Sir! The odds of our success in a direct attack upon a Star Destroyer...
Tut!
Exeunt, flying toward the Star Destroyer. Enter Captain Nida, Tracking Officer, and Communications Officer.
They move into attack position. Shields! But now, where are they gone? Pray, track them straight.
The ship's no longer shown in any scopes.
That is impossible. No ship that small hath any ways or means to cloak itself. Nay, they cannot as magic disappear.
Good Captain Nida, our Lord Vader doth demand an update of our keen pursuit.
Aside.
Oh, dreaded moment. This shall mean my death. Farewell now, for my life's gone with the ship.
To Communications Officer.
Prepare a shuttle for me. I'll accept the full responsibility for their escape, and shall apologize unto Lord Vader. Keep thy watch most vigilant.
Aye, Captain Nida.
Exit Tracking and Communications Officers. Enter Darth Vader as Captain Nida makes his way toward him.
On thy mercy great I throw myself and all my hopes, dear lord. The great Millennium Falcon now is fled. It hath evaded even our vast fleet. Take my apology.
The ship is lost. And thus thy life. Dead for a ducat. Dead.
Darth Vader chokes Captain Nida with the Force, killing him.
The necks of fools deserve a crushing force. Let this serve as thy dying lesson, Nida. With that last breath, thy recompense is done, and all apologies accepted.
Enter Admiral Piet.
Lord, our scan of the surrounding area is now complete, but has, alas, found naught. Lord, if the swift Millennium Falcon hath made good the jump to lightspeed, it may be beyond the far end of the galaxy.
Alert thou every Imperial post, and calculate the ship's most likely course from its trajectory as it did flee.
Aye, Lord. I'll warrant we shall find them soon.
Exit Admiral Piet.
Oh, ancestors, pray save me from these fools, who with their instruments and scanners could not find a bantha in a womp rat's hole. But calm thyself now, Vader. Be at ease. This momentary failure may yet prove most beneficial, and I'll warrant that the time shall not go dully by us, for it shall be used to finalize my plans, and think upon the moment when I shall both meet and then defeat the Skywalker who dares to call the Empire enemy. So let these rebels go for now, my soul, and ponder how to make their downfall whole.
Exit. Scene 7. The Dagobah System. Enter Yoda, R2-D2, and Luke Skywalker, who practices lifting things with the Force.
Use the Force, Luke. Yes. Now, lift thou the stone. Feel it. The Force within flows.
R2-D2 begins to beep as Luke's ship sinks.
Nay, listen thou not to the droid and all his beeps. Do thou concentrate!
Everything that was lifted falls.
Meep, meep, meep. Meep, squeak, squeak, whistle, squeak.
Fie! We shall never extricate the ship.
So certain are you? Always with you, my pupil. It cannot be done. What have we done here? Hearst thou nothing that I say? Dost thou attend, Luke? If depend upon the Force thou shalt, anything possible shall be.
But, Master, moving stones with the great Force I do admit may be achieved. But this ship, to lift its hulk, its mass, its size, 'tis different, aye, wholly different.
Nay, no different. Only within thy mind, Luke, different it is. Thou must unlearn all those things that thou hast learned. Dost thou understand?
In troth, I understand, and I shall try.
Nay, try thou not. But do thou, or do thou not. For there is no try.
I shall stretch out my mind and shall attempt, but this is madness. Lifting e'en a ship? The greatest Jedi still cannot achieve that which is patently impossible. Methinks no Force can move this ship, and thus I certain am I never shall do this.
Luke tries to lift the ship with the Force, but the ship sinks lower.
Beep hoo!
Nay, I cannot! 'Tis much too big!
Nay, size matters not. Look thou at me, I prithee. Judge me by my size, and where you should not. For my ally, 'tis the Force, a powerful ally. Life doth create it. Its energy surrounds us, binds us together. Luminous beings we are, not this crude matter. You must feel the Force. All around thee, here, between thou and me. Tree, rock, everywhere it is. In between the land and your ever-sinking ship, the Force is there, too.
I know now thou dost ask the impossible.
Luke sits aside as Yoda lifts his hands. Aside.
Be mindful, young one, and watch what inner strength great may come from small size.
Yoda moves the ship out of the swamp using the Force.
The ship! It cometh out! Thou hast done it! I ne'er imagined it was possible. With eyes I see, but mine does not believe.
Thus is your error. Against the Force you do rail. That is why you fail.
Exeunt. Act 4. Scene 1. Aboard the Millennium Falcon, moored to a Star Destroyer. Enter Chorus.
With such deep wit, Han hath the Empire tricked that now the Falcon hides within its fleet. With skill he doth the Empire's moves predict, and bravely plans to make his move discreet.
Exit. Enter Han Solo, Princess Leia, Chewbacca, and C-3PO.
I tell thee, Captain Solo, thou hast gone beyond all measure with this reckless move. Thou hast put all aboard in danger grave, and yet thou seem'st to have but little care. Nay, I'll not be silent. Wherefore am I never listened to?
The fleet doth break itself up into pieces. Go thee now, Chewbacca. Stand aside the manual release to liberate the landing claw.
Exit Chewbacca.
Truly, I see not how that shall help. Surrender is, in circumstances such as these, a fair alternative. Perhaps the Empire may yet reasonable be.
Leia turns off C-3PO.
Great thanks I give thee for the gift of peace.
Brave soul, what dost thou think thou next shalt do?
Before these ships do from the fleet release, they should their garbage dump ere they pursue a jump to light speed.